The prophet Isaiah said of the Messiah, of the Christ, that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus took our sins upon himself. We understand that. He took the punishment for us. But the other parts of this verse stand out to me also. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. I have peace with God. I had to pay up, so to speak, with God. I had to pay the penalty, just like a lawbreaker has to pay the penalty with and deal with a judge. But Jesus gave me peace with God, and the punishment that I was due, he took. But I also like what it says, with his stripes we are healed. The wounds that we have given ourselves. I know of a number of young people, both young men and young women, more young women than young men, who engage in a practice of cutting themselves. Somehow, as I understand how they're thinking, they're letting the pain out, and they wound themselves so that they can let this pain that's built up within them, this emotional pain, come out. I wish I could make them understand that Jesus takes the wounds for us, and that emotional trauma that's inside of us, that we have given to ourselves, that we have built up in our own being, with his stripes, with his wounds, they can be healed. Listen to what Isaiah says in this full passage, starting with Isaiah 53, the fourth verse. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Let's pray. Father in heaven, again we thank you for this wonderful person, Jesus, your Lamb. The Lamb of God that came into the world for sacrifice for our sins. But not only that, Lord, that we can be spiritually and emotionally healed, that you took the pain, you took the punishment, so that we could have peace with you and inner peace within ourselves, and that all that pain that we've inflicted upon ourselves and all that trauma that we have self-induced, Lord, we can just throw it off onto you in faith, believing, and live at peace with ourselves and with God. Thank you, Father, for living this life without Jesus would just be unbearable. I thank you, Lord, for peace. In Jesus' name, amen.